WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Overseas trips due to a new health setback. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
He has transferred his duties to Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks. This is Alston's second time in the hospital since his prostate cancer surgery in December.
Overseas, CBS's Deborah Pata on the two hostages Israel rescued in a military operation in Gaza.
Louis Haar and Fernando Marman were rescued in a daring mission and then flown home by helicopter to safety. They are reportedly doing well in hospital.
Police in Houston investigating what happened yesterday at Joel Osteen's mega church. A woman with a gun killed by security, two others wounded.
We're going to pray for that little five-year-old boy and pray for the lady that was deceased, her family and all, and the other gentlemen.
Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid says he will return to coach the team next season after yesterday's second straight Super Bowl win. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The first Republican has stepped forward to run for Congress in Northeast Wisconsin. Former State Senator Roger Roth of Appleton tweeted his announcement hours after Mike Gallagher announced Saturday he won't seek a fifth term. Roth ran for the seat in 2010 but lost to Reid Ribble. Roth served 8 years in the state Senate and 4 years in the Assembly. $95 billion in U.S. aid to Ukraine and Israel faces an uncertain future after clearing a procedural hurdle in a rare Sunday session yesterday. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson voted against it.
I support the freedom-loving people of Ukraine. I mean, Vladimir Putin is a war criminal, but the fact of the matter is he's not going to lose this war.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Upfront program. Senate leaders hope for a vote as early as tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is investigating a growing number of fraud cases from out-of-state businesses. 32 wholesale dealer licenses have been revoked for things like unlicensed retail sale to consumers and odometer rollbacks. According to the DMV, two of the wholesale dealers who were investigated had rolled the odometers on over 64 cars back by over 6 million miles. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is also asking residents to report their consumer complaints on the DMV website. A Chippewa Valley nurse has been chosen to work on Governor Tony Evers' statewide healthcare workforce task force. Kelly Buchholz of Elk Mound currently serves as the chief nursing officer at Mayo Clinic Health System, supporting the nursing departments across all of Northwest Wisconsin. She will join 24 other healthcare leaders from across the state looking to solve the issues facing the healthcare industry, like a shortage of employees and an aging state population that will require more medical care. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Chiefs win another Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The 49ers looked in control the first half of the game, but the Kansas City Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes, came back to send the game into overtime to win 25-22 over San Francisco. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce joined on the field by Taylor Swift on how Mahomes led them on a final touchdown drive.
He found ways to propel us, even with his legs, as you saw today.
What did he say in the huddle for the last drive?
He said, let's go win this thing.
The Chiefs defense able to hold San Francisco to just a field goal in overtime, safety Justin Reed.
That's just team ball, man. We knew that we just needed to give our offense the best shot. We could turn the ball over or hold them to a field goal. The way they finished the end of the game, we knew they'd go down and score.
So for the second time in 4 years, the 49ers season ends with a loss against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Tight end George Kittle.
You know, you train all season, go to OTAs, training camp. It's a long, long season. It's a long year. And to come up short of a goal, of a dream, it's not fun.
It's 49ers tight end George Kittle from Super Bowl 58. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A bright and beautiful day today under sunny skies and mild temperatures as highs climb to the low 40s. We hang on to the warmth through midweek, but then a storm system strikes, bringing a wintry mix and dragging in much cooler temperatures behind it for the weekend. Currently, it's 39.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zummers, on the board and taking your phone calls as well. Welcome back to Hour 2 on the big program. It is now 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, Monday, February 12th, 2024, the birthday of Abraham Lincoln. Great president that he is. We'll be remembering Lincoln a little bit later today in this show. But I want to start out by kind of continuing on from the last topic. We have Gary from Sussex on the line. Going to bring him back in just a moment. But I want to set this up in case you were not with us last hour. Talking about the news over the weekend, particularly of Republican frontrunner for the presidency, Donald J. Trump, who said over the weekend that if supposedly this conversation happened, which, of course, there's no evidence that it ever did, but it really doesn't matter, claiming that a UN member came up to him, or a NATO member, pardon me, a NATO member, big country, he said, and said, if we don't pay our dues, would you still come to our defense? And Trump said, quote, I let Russia do whatever the hell they want, unquote. Now, again, according to the NATO charter, it says specifically that an attack on one is an attack on all in Section 5, and it's only been invoked one time, and that's to come to the defense of the United Nations. It also says that NATO's guidelines encourage members, keyword encourage, to pay 2% of their gross domestic product on defense. That's what it says. We're also talking about the fact that Nikki Haley's husband, who is deployed on active duty military service in Africa, and Trump, knowing where he was, calls it out, said, where is he? Where is he? Anybody seen him? Trying to insinuate somehow there's marital problems behind or between Nikki Haley and her husband. Here's what Nikki Haley said in response to the campaign trail.
Donald Trump had a rally today, and in that rally, he mocked my husband's military service. And I'll say this, Donald, if you have something to say, don't say it behind my back. Get on a debate stage and say it to my face. If you mock the service of a combat veteran, you don't deserve a driver's license, let alone being president of the United States.
Nikki Haley on the campaign trail. The question I ask if you're Derek Van Orten, Republican congressman of the 3rd District, former Navy SEAL, how can you look yourself in the mirror every morning knowing that you have genuflected and endorsed a guy like Donald Trump who has no respect for our members of the military, no respect for veterans, and is calling out an active duty member while deployed. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Appreciate him holding. Gary, I'm sorry he's up against the clock. Nothing I can do. Appreciate you sticking around. I'll let you go ahead and finish your comments on both of those subjects.
Am I on the air?
You're on, Gary. Thanks for sticking around. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't have a lot of defense for Donald Trump saying what he said. If that's what he said, I think it's kind of cruel. I don't know what he was insinuating. It doesn't make sense to me at all. It doesn't even make sense. Zero sense about what he said. I mean, you can't, if you're an active duty, you can't just go out there and help your wife campaign. You know, you signed up for the service is what you do. So, no, that was a stupid comment. He makes a lot of stupid comments. But I believe that he's a good American, and I think that he would make America good and great and everything else. And as far as I'm concerned, the bar is very low for both sides on this. Donald Trump and the Democrats with Biden. I think Biden is like, you know, he's a nice guy. Nobody says anything bad about him, but you guys got to come up with somebody better than him. And I can't imagine to see how he could be cognizant in a year or 2 years, let alone 40 more years. And, you know, why can't you guys come up with somebody better, Todd?
Well, you know, it's not my party. I don't belong to any party anymore, Gary. So yeah, I know. It ain't my responsibility.
If you were my neighbor, or if you and I went out to dinner or something like that, you and I would have a good time. I went out with Mike
100%,
and Tom.
100%.
And Brian. Mm. And we had a wonderful time. I got to know those guys really well. I've been at some of the rallies and stuff like that. Mm. I went out with, I met Matt.
Sure.
I met Earl. Earl, I've gone out to breakfast with Earl. And met at the Brewer game, you know. So I get along with you guys, but the fact is, because I'm polite. And I don't call anybody an idiot at all. When I first was on the air with these guys, I'd make my comments because they want to hear, you know, they want to get comments like what they believe.
Sure.
I give a counter comment, and the fact is, for an hour afterwards, they'd rip on me like crazy. I haven't had a bad call in probably 2 years. Yeah. After I'm off the air.
Well,
I kind of missed it. You know?
but as I said earlier about another caller, and I'm not going to name him, that's something I've really, at least on my show, other hosts can do what they want. But I don't want that kind of personal attacks. I think that I always enjoy when you call in, Gary, because I think that, you know, to quote a friend of mine, I believe you're a principled conservative. And I think we probably do have a lot that we agree with. I left the Republican Party because of voter ID or voter suppression, really, is what it came down to. But I from every our conversations we've had on the air, I think you're a good guy. You're a guy that has their own business, HVAC business. You talked about it before, and yeah, this is what it's about, right? To disagree without being disagreeable, and I think that we have to have these discussions in order to move our country forward. And you know, there have been times I've made a mistake. I've said that on the air, and I've corrected myself. You know, I'm not somebody who just oh, I'm never wrong. You know, hey, we're all human, right? But, you know, yeah. I think, but we have to have these kind of discussions. I just think that, and again, that's why, if you notice today, I'm not playing cuts of Democrats or liberals or progressives attacking Trump. I'm playing cuts of Republicans, you know, that are like, look, this guy does not represent who I am or my party. And as a guy who spent 30 years helping elect Republicans in the state, I'm simply saying that MAGA and Trump does not represent who I am. I mean, we are celebrating Abraham Lincoln's birthday today, right? The guy who brought the country together, the guy who said, you know, with malice towards none. You know, I mean, how much more divisive can you get than to try to heal a country after a civil war, right? This president, Abraham Lincoln, I mean, he created the party on freedom. On people respecting themselves. And so when, you know, and this is not aimed towards you, Gary, but when you see mega Republicans out there continually attacking people who are less than them, when you have a guy who attacks a member of the United States military, and we're going to play more cuts from his former defense secretary, Esper, in a minute. When you have people like General Milley, General Kelly, people with impeccable military careers, who say this guy does not respect the military and our veterans, what am I to say, Gary?
I mean, I'm taking the words of the military and Republicans here.
Not to go to his defense, but the fact is he's looking at the military as very woke, and he's pissed. Now, as far as I'm concerned, and I'll let you go,
yep.
But Kristi Noem, she's a gal that I love to see as president. She just signed some law that allows people who are in prison to end up learning a trade, which they are already doing in prison, and then when they get out, she's getting them a job, because before they would get their degree and they'd get out and they couldn't get a job. Well, she's making it that it'll be illegal if you don't hire these people.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she's just a good person and she's open to a lot of stuff. So I wish she was running.
Not Donald Trump. You're always welcome here, Gary. Thank you so much for the thoughtful call. Always appreciate it. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Speaking of people like Gary, small business people, who I admire a lot. Part of being a small business person is staying in business. People have to pay you, right? And it's just rich to hear Donald Trump saying he's going to let Russia attack a NATO ally because they, in his words, don't pay their dues, which, as we said, is not required, but rather encouraged. When Donald Trump himself is known, particularly in New York, for not paying his bills. He hires guys like Gary, contractors, and says, hey, do this work for me. And then he gets the bill and he goes, oh, that's too much. I'm not paying that. And they say, well, we'll take you to court. He says, fine, I got all kinds of attorneys. Look, I'll give you 50%. Give you half of the dollar. You can either take it or spend that money on legal fees. I'm still going to win. Trump himself is known for not paying his own bills. Pretty rich. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Dick listening on WMDX here in Madison. Dick in Madison, thanks for calling. Let's see.
Well, after this weekend and that speech, I don't see how Gary could possibly be down with this guy. David Brooks, the columnist, you know, he's quite Republican himself.
Yep.
He has said after not just that speech, this was before hearing the speech, but he said after this party defeated the immigration package, they no longer can call themselves the party of Reagan, which Gary, he loves Ronald Reagan as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, Reagan's rolling in his grave over the stuff this guy's saying.
Yeah, agreed. I said that earlier.
Trump is totally delusional.
Yeah.
He has no, I thought that this, I would call what he said in that rally treasonous. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know how it can't be when if you want to be the commander in chief again, and you're attacking, well, you know, a deployed member of the military.
That and the situation, though, going on in Ukraine and that, you know, we've seen what he did with the Kurds.
Right.
Now he wants to do it on an even grander scale with the whole country and the rest of Europe.
Right. Gary, always, or pardon me, Dick, always appreciate the call. Thanks so much, Dick. Dick in Madison, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Going to come back and take Karina's call in just a minute on the other side. But when we come back as well, and again, if you're noticing, I'm not playing Democratic Party attacks on Donald Trump. These are people from the Republican Party or from the former Republican Party. When we come back, we're going to hear from Mark Esper. Remember him? He was the Secretary of Defense under Donald Trump. We'll see what Mark Esper, a Republican, has to say about Donald Trump and the military. Don't go anywhere. We'll play it for you. Take your phone calls. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap. and on the Civic Media app. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap.
I would like to see a show of hands, nothing concealed, roll up your sleeve.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show at the Civic Media Radio Network. 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Is this easy listening to when you dial up?
Truth and Honesty by Aretha Franklin.
Oh, well, Aretha, you can't go wrong with a little Aretha Franklin, right? Very good. Truth and Honesty. Yes, pursuing the truth wherever it may lead, along with Mr. Zomers. Glad to have you back. 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock at hour 2. Talking about Donald Trump and his statement over the weekend saying that he would allow Russia to do, quote, whatever the hell they want to our NATO allies. Also, the fact that he attacked Nikki Haley's husband, who is deployed on active duty service via the National Guard in Africa right now. Off the text line, the Chuckster from Racine on WMDX says 30,000 plus lies or misstatements while president. Trump was probably throwing red BS meat to his base at the rally. The question we should be asking is how he feels about making such a crazy statement on NATO today, over the weekend, actually. He tested America's reaction and probably will make the same mistake again. Yeah, I mean, that's why we're talking about this, Chuckster, is because not enough people spent enough time over the weekend talking about this. The fact that a leading candidate for president, a former president, is saying that Russia could do, quote, whatever the hell they want, unquote, if a foreign country, an ally, a NATO ally, does not meet the monetary expectations for payment, according to Trump, not according to NATO, but according to Trump. When you're a part of a group, a baseball team, a football team, you don't get to just make the rules if you're a player on the team. You're a part of a team. The United States is part of NATO, a team. You don't just get to arbitrarily say, well, I don't think that country paid enough, so we're not going to protect them. It's not how it works. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for listening in. What say you? Karina, are you still there? Oh, Karina.
Hey, Karina, can you hear me?
You're here now. We can hear you now, Karina. Yeah. Thank you very much. What say you?
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, the Trump is a completely unhinged animal, and he is just fleeing and rocking his cage so people can pay attention, and that's what he's played for. If there is an attention, it doesn't matter how he gained it. And it doesn't matter who he's going to put on the platter, whether it's going to be his own country, his own people, or Russia or Ukrainian for that matter. But what I want to say about the money to the Ukraine, Todd, I think this is not a question about the money. The question is, for Americans who were playing a big role in supporting Ukraine, to go and continue military war and the military actions with Russian, right? When they practically had an opportunity to negotiate, and Americans and Brits took them out of it. Now Americans and Brits need to go back and negotiate how to go back out of it, not how they're going to give more money and continuously kill people on both sides and stretch the conflict, but how they can go back and make it right. And this would be the right thing to do. You see what I'm saying, Todd?
I appreciate the call, Karina. I think we respectfully disagree a little bit on this. I just feel that Putin has to be defeated in Ukraine, or I feel he's going to continue on in other parts of Europe. I know you feel differently about that, and I respect that. But I happen to feel that we have to defeat Putin at Ukraine, or it very well could come down to American men and women, boots on the ground in Eastern Europe, defending democracy. By the way, Karina brought up a great point. Speaking of, you know, Trump as an animal, guess who also feels the same way? Nikki Haley's husband, Michael Haley, who tweeted this out from his Twitter account from Africa while deployed, has a picture of a wolf in the background. And the memes are, for those of you who don't know, it's like a picture with words over it. I think it's on social media. So Mikey Haley, Nikki Haley's husband, after being attacked by Trump on the campaign trail of the weekend, tweeted this out. It says, quote, "The difference between humans and animals? Animals would never allow the dumbest ones to lead the pack."
That's pretty good.
I thought that was pretty good. But it's not just, again, it's not me. There are more Republicans speaking out on Trump and the fact that he is unqualified to be commander-in-chief again. Here is Mark Esper, former Secretary of Defense under former President Donald Trump. Not a Democrat, not a president, not a part of the quote-unquote squad, not a progressive. This is Donald Trump's own former Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, over the weekend.
I mean, look, with regard to the broader issue, I never felt that Donald Trump understood the importance and virtue of military service, of, you know, committing yourself to service in uniform to defend your country and your fellow Americans. It's just not something he understands or appreciated. So maybe some of that's in there, but this doesn't make much sense.
Mark Esper, Trump's own Secretary of Defense, to go along with former General Milley, former General Kelly, who is also Trump's chief of staff. It ain't the Democrats who are calling out Trump on his disqualification to lead our military again. It is Republicans who have seen him up close and personal, who have been behind the scenes when the cameras are off, who hear what he really thinks when it comes to your service family members. See, this should be particularly disturbing if you have a son or daughter or husband or wife who is part of the National Guard, who is part of the active duty military, should give you particular pause. And you say, well, I don't like some of Biden's policies. I get that. Fine. But Biden is 100% committed to the welfare of your kids, of your spouse. His own son was deployed. He lost a son due largely to the burn pits overseas while deployed. If anyone understands your plight as a Gold Star family, it's Joe Biden. Former communication director to George W. Bush, Karen Hughes, wrote a great book once. She has a great line in there. It says, every election comes down to a choice, and perfect isn't on the ballot. Look, there are no perfect choices in politics, but when it comes to defending the men and women in uniform, there's only one major candidate right now who will do that, and that's Joseph R. Biden. And that's why I'm supporting him, and that's why I hope others will join in. Back after this, don't go anywhere. Your phone calls as well. It is the 12th of February, Lincoln's birthday, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ongoing problems at a refinery in Indiana are causing gas prices in Wisconsin to go up. $3.06 a gallon is more than 28 cents higher than last week. Gas Buddy predicts drivers in Great Lakes states can expect prices to rise another 10 to 25 cents a gallon. Workers say the 10-year plan to make the U.S. Postal Service more efficient is failing. Gary Davis of the American Postal Workers Union says centralizing mail processing has only slowed down the mail.
Crossing a couple states to get the mail, that should be overnight or 2 days, like it was back in 2012. Now it's 3 to 5 days. That's not service.
Only about 83% of first-class mail arrives on time. The goal is 95%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The spring weather that has plagued northwest Wisconsin throughout the winter may lead to severe drought conditions this year. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, the lack of snowfall in the region is a particularly big factor and could lead to an increase in wildfires over the spring and summer. Last spring, more snowmelts helped add a layer of protection against wildfires, but the severe drought conditions persisted and led to several wildfires anyway. Bayfield and Ashland counties are expected to have the worst drought conditions. A Trumbull County man has been sentenced for stealing dozens of guns from a La Crosse County gun store. Nehemia Sampo was accused of stealing 41 guns from the store with two other suspects in April. He then fled from officers the next day when they found him, attempted to sell the guns out of his car in Arkansas, and fled officers for a second time when he was found again. Sampo was sentenced to spend 2 years in prison, and the cases against the other two suspects in the theft are pending. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Get ready for a purple stream. Warner Brothers' The Color Purple premieres on Max February 16th. The film is an adaptation from the Broadway musical, which is an adaptation of the novel of the same title and stars Fantasia Barrino, Taraji P. Henson, and Coleman Domingo. John Cryer put the kibosh on rumors of a 2.5 Men reboot. While promoting a new project, Cryer appeared on The View last week and said he would not be excited to revisit the show, hinting that Sheen sabotaged the show on its first run. Doesn't sound like winning to me. Cryer did say in regard to Sheen's substance issues, he heard the actor is doing much better and said he was happy about that, but added he has no desire to be in business with him again. Cryer's new series is called Extended Family and can be seen on NBC. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A bright and beautiful day today under sunny skies and mild temperatures as highs climb to the low 40s. We hang on to the warmth through midweek, but then a storm system strikes, bringing a wintry mix and dragging in much cooler temperatures behind it for the weekend. Currently, it's 42.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point, and I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did, and you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now Monday, February 12th, 2024, 34 minutes past the hour. And Mr. Zomers is on the phone taking your phone calls. Lines are open, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Talking about Donald J. Trump, the leading candidate for the Republican Party for President of the United States. Over the weekend, openly attacking the husband of Nikki Haley, who is deployed from South Carolina on deployment in Africa on active duty deployment. And the fact that Republicans seem to be okay with this. Derek Van Orden from the 3rd District here in Wisconsin, congressman in western Wisconsin, himself a former Navy SEAL, has nothing to say. Likes to talk a lot. But, you know, Derek Van Orden, all hat and no cattle. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Again, off the text line, we'll get to this. Lisa listening in Madison, some comments by Ron Johnson over the weekend as well regarding Putin and Ukraine. We'll get to those. Thank you, Lisa. We have those in the queue. We'll get to those either yet this hour or in our bonus hour number 3 that we're doing here for the next couple of weeks or so. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. And Falcon, listening in Madison. Falcon, thanks for holding. What say you?
Yeah, I just like to comment on the choice between that thing and Joe Biden. On the one hand, you have a seasoned statement, nice person, knows the government, works for people's benefit. On the other side, you have a rapist, a liar, a bigot, a traitor. I mean, come on, Gary, really? How is this a choice? How is this really a choice between two people? And you have a lot of nursing. The Democrats need to do better. The Democrats need to do better. When you have a rapist and a liar and a cheat running for your party, I just don't get it, dude. I don't see how there's any choice here.
And again, Falcon, really appreciate the call. Always welcome. But trying to get people to focus on the issues and not individual callers. Other shows can do what they want. But again, always appreciate the call, Falcon. And the point is that it doesn't matter one in particular person, but what I'm struck by is by my former party, which I left in 2011, how you have sitting congressmen like Derek Van Orden, heck, the Republican Party of Wisconsin, former Governor Scott Walker, Brian Schimming, current chair of the Republican Party. They love to wrap themselves in the flag. And look, this is an issue we should be agreeing on, supporting our military. But they have nothing to say when it comes to Donald Trump attacking the United States military. It's interesting how we played the cut before the break there of former Trump Department of Defense Secretary Mark Esper. These guys seem to grow a pair when they leave office. I'm not sure if they go the political Bob Barker route and get politically spayed and neutered when they work for Trump or when they're in office, but suddenly they become fertile once they leave office and love to speak out. But they don't seem to want to do that when they're in office. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Joe, listening in Madison on WMDX. Joe, always a pleasure. What say you?
I just wanted to comment on 2 points that pertaining to Trump military, and I think they come back to the issues of character and competency. When Mark Esper said that Donald Trump didn't seem to understand military service, that's a nice dodge. He not only doesn't understand military service, he reviles it. You know, he was the person who used the statements of those who served were losers and suckers. And I think one of the most egregious was there's a guy named Captain Avila. He's injured. And he was he used music therapy as part of his. He's in a wheelchair. He uses music therapy as part of his progress toward getting regaining strength and as part of his healing journey. And this guy was featured in a White House ceremony. And Trump, there's video of Trump giving him a hug. And afterwards, he told General Milley, this was recounted in an Atlantic article, if somebody wants to look it up. The exact quote was, "Why do you bring people like that here? No one wants to see that, the wounded. never let Avia appear in public again. I mean, I have been in the spinal cord unit at Veterans Hospital in Milwaukee, which is a busy place, sadly, a very busy place, a very fine place. They do a wonderful job giving care. But it makes me physically ill to think that my commander-in-chief regards the wounded in this way. And then I know you may not want to respond on individuals, but I think when Gary said that, quote, the bar is low in reference to Biden, I would like to say that a bar that includes unemployment rate at a record low for the last 50 years, stock market soaring, and inflation dropping from 9% down to, I believe, the latest at 3.7, beyond, far beyond what other countries have been able to recover by industrialized countries. I think if that's a low bar, sign me up. That sounds really good. Mm-hmm. I think people are doing a whole lot better than they were before. And this quick remark of the bar is low, look at the competency and look at the character. And I think the choice is clear. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Joe, always appreciate the call. Joe in Madison, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Yeah, let me say a couple of things. First of all, on, again, using names of callers. Look, I get it. We're using our names here. I just think it's cheap and easy radio to go after people, you know, and try to make it personal. I just don't think that's smart. I'm fine with talking about, you know, the issues someone brings up. Hey, your last caller talked about this issue. That's great. Let's talk about the issues, because that's smart radio. It's smart programming, and we can do better than going down to Trump's level and start calling each other a name. There's one of my favorite political movies. It's called Primary Colors. If you haven't seen it, dial it up. Primary Colors is based on the book by Anonymous about Bill Clinton's 1992 Democratic primary run, starring John Travolta, all of all people, as Governor Jack Stanton. And he's in this primary, and then the governor of Florida, played by the incomparable Larry Hagman, late in his career, former J.R. Ewing, remember him of Dallas? And he plays this kind of governor who's on his way out, who kind of gets thrust into this race unexpectedly, and he has this rally. And he says, you know, there's giving him a big standing ovation, and there's a band, and there's a balloon. And he goes, all right. Now he goes, let's just calm down. Calm down, everybody. Have a seat. Calm down. This is paraphrasing. And he says, you know, I think that's what's wrong with politics today. Politicians just want to get riled up, get us yelling at each other, just get us angry at one another, divide us, get us all riled up. But I think we all just calm down and realize that we're each other's neighbor and we're all Americans, and we can do a whole lot better when we calm down and get along. And Billy Bob Thornton, who plays the James Carville character, looks over and he says, I've never seen anything better. See, I get riled up too. And it's fine to get riled up over issues, but let's just calm down and stop calling each other names. Let's address the issues. Let's be smarter. Let's be better. Let's have good dialogue and listen to one another. And we can disagree and be passionate about it without getting into personalized name calling. But Joe's absolutely right when it comes to what Trump has said about military. That article in The Atlantic she talked about is spot on. I would also point you to another Trump comment when he was over in Normandy. Or maybe it was Arlington. I'm not sure. You can look it up. But the comment was to another military official, I don't get it. What do they get out of it? For Trump, it's always about what does he get out of it? He doesn't understand that you can sacrifice and serve something greater than yourself is what our men and women in uniform do every day. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Rico, listening in to Rock County. Rico, always great to hear your voice, my friend. What say you?
Hey, how you doing there, Dad?
Better now, sir. What say you?
You know, I really wanted to take off of what you said and not go to the name column, but, you know, when it comes to the show this morning, great show, by the way, comments made by Commander Bonespurs. I got it. You know, it just brings me around, Todd, to one of my favorite, all-time favorite, President Lincoln, President Lincoln's quote. And that would be, it would be better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. You're right. And I guess the only way I can put that in today's world, Ted, the only way I could put that, buddy, would be, hey, you might want to shut up before everybody knows you're an idiot, but I don't want to be game calling. So I'll just leave it at that. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Rico. Always a pleasure. Well, hearing from Rico just makes me smile, right? It's absolutely fantastic. Rico in Rock County, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Rico has a great way to bring it back to center, right? Great way. That Lincoln had it absolutely right. We should be bigger than ourselves. No one respected the military more. No one had a harder task in American history than Abraham Lincoln. To try to bring the country back together after a literal civil war. It would have been so easy for Lincoln to say, yeah, forget all those people in the South. They lost. They don't get anything. With malice towards none and charity for all. The words of Abraham Lincoln to remind us that we have to move forward together. He knew, as he put it, a house divided against itself cannot stand. He knew we were better together, unified, despite our differences, despite our passionate differences, that at the end of the day, we're all still Americans. We're going to talk about this, by the way, in hour number three, our bonus hour today. And I'm sorry to keep bringing all this Trump news, but it's important. And few other places are talking about it. So we're going to. Donald Trump over the weekend said he plans to crack down on immigration, including a range of tools to deport millions of people in the U.S. each year. From obscure laws to military funds to law enforcement officers from all levels of government. History tells us, by the way, that such an effort would dramatically disrupt local communities and economies across the U.S. and sow fear among the millions of people without legal status. What is coming down to is absolute show me your papers crap. Nazi stuff, fascist stuff, show me your papers. That's where we're going, folks, in a second Trump presidency. We're going to talk about it in hour number three. But flipping the script a little bit, before we go on this hour, Mr. Zomers, again, you watched the Super Bowl last night. Did you watch earlier in the afternoon?
I did not. I was not able to. I was traveling back from Manitowoc.
There was a great hour. I think it was either the noon or the 1 o'clock hour. And it was all about NFL Today on CBS. And the fact they were the first live studio program of the NFL. And it was called You Are Looking Live, the key phrase from the incomparable Brent Musburger, who is now retired basically from the airwaves, but runs a betting, or is on the air, I think on YouTube or something, via a betting thing. It's not DraftKings, it's somebody else out in Vegas. So they got Brent Musburger to come back, and they recreated, I think mostly due to a green screen or CGI. But they had the desk there, replicated the desk from the original NFL Today on CBS. It was spectacular.
That's fun.
Very fun. And as it turns out, Brent Musburger is not in the NFL Hall of Fame. He should be getting the Pete Rozelle Award for Hall of Fame broadcaster. Dan Patrick, great national radio show host, and others are calling for Brent Musburger to be in the Hall of Fame. Should Brent Musburger be in the NFL Hall of Broadcasting Hall of Fame? We'll come back and talk about it on the other side. It's the Todd Allball Show for Monday, February 12th, 2024 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Media Sports, the National Football League.
You are looking live at RFK Stadium in Washington, where the Buccaneers are making their first ever visit. Tampa Bay hopes to make some capital of its own as Vinny Testaverde returns after being sidelined with a bruised knee. Down at Joe Robbie Stadium, Miami welcomes Green Bay. The Packers have never beaten the Dolphins in five tries, and today, Dan Marino will try to light them up with his strong right arm. And inside the Pontiac Silverdome, where the Lions, who broke into the win column last week, host Herschel Walker and the Vikings. Walker's dazzling debut in the color purple has instantly provided Minnesota its strongest ground game in a decade. Stanford Stadium in Palo Alto. That's the unexpected site for today's New England-San Francisco game. Candlestick Park, the home of the 49ers, is still undergoing repair in the wake of Tuesday's devastating earthquake.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the CBS Network. No, not the Civic Media Network, actually. That was CBS, the NFL Today on CBS. The incomparable Brent Musburger early in the CBS NFL Today career.
That was October 22nd, 1989.
Wow. Not so early then, actually, because he started in the 70s, late 70s, I believe, was the NFL Today. There was a great documentary yesterday called You Are Looking Live, the key phrase from Mr. Musburger whenever he starts a broadcast. And of course, I was working at WRCO on April 1st, 1990, when they came on the CBS radio network and said that Brent Musburger and CBS had parted ways. And essentially Musburger was fired. And I thought, this is the best April Fool prank I've ever heard. And it turned out it was not a prank. It was real. And this is the professional that Musburger is. He got fired during the NCAA Final Four after the semifinal, and then had to go out the next day and call the national final game on CBS, and then signed off simply by saying, "Folks, I've had the greatest seat in the house. I thank you so very much. We'll see you down the road." And a week later, he got signed by ABC. Had a long career with ABC College Football. Called the Saturday night game of the week with Kirk Herbstreit for a long time, and then finally kind of unceremoniously got let go there, and now is out in the desert. But this documentary called You Are Looking Live, you should look it up, talks about the fact that early in the NFL Today, Commissioner Pete Rozelle did not want he and Jimmy the Greek, a controversial figure in his own right, who would kind of give the odds on the game, they didn't want them giving the spread, didn't want them to say, "Well, I think that the Chiefs are going to beat the 49ers by five or whatever." And so they make up little things like, Brent Musburger would say, "Well, Jimmy, what do you think the score is going to be?" And Jimmy the Greek would say something like, "Well, Brent, I'm not sure, but if you got a nickel in your pocket, it'd probably be about that." Something like that. They wouldn't actually say it, but they'd find. So it was a great broadcast, and they really made history as the first live studio show for the NFL. Well, during Super Bowl week, Dan Patrick made a surprise pit stop at the Pat McAfee Show in Las Vegas. Dan Patrick, the former famed ESPN anchor, appeared on one of the network's most popular shows, although technically it aired on YouTube then, as well as ESPN Plus and the network's streaming service. While that got much of the attention, something the famed sports anchor turned radio host said might have flown under the radar. If you know Dan Patrick, you might know that he once stumped for legendary sports commentators to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Patrick made a public stump for the legendary John Franchetta. His voice became synonymous with the NFL fans for his plethora of contributions to the NFL films. I can't do it, especially with a bad voice here today, but kind of, you know, it was a cold November day at Lambeau Field. You know, that he has an iconic voice. He narrated the famous song, The Autumn Wind, which became crucial to the history and love and lore of the Raiders. During his run, the Pat McAfee Show, Patrick did it again the last week. This time, he endorsed legendary Brent Musburger. Quote, "Can you help me campaign to get Brent Musburger into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?" Patrick asked McAfee, who quickly said yes. Dan Patrick referenced the fact that he pitched for Franchetta to get into the hall before, recalling the story, which the hall didn't actually know was Dan Patrick, but kept it anyway. He says, "Brent Musburger is not in the Hall of Fame as a contributor, and he should be," Dan Patrick said. He then suggested that McAfee help him and that he make a pitch for it. McAfee said, "We're going to take a stand." So we'll see. I think this is absolutely fantastic and well overdue. You can't have the NFL without having Brent Musburger, an iconic figure. And he had Phyllis George on that set as well. So many others really made history with having the first Black American on the set as well. So for a lot of women, Blacks, I mean, it broke the barrier for a lot of people. And a lot of that was due to Brent Musburger being a driving force of that show.
That is a huge deal. And really all of the people who bring sports to, like, I think there should be more awards for people who pioneer in great camera work or things like that.
Yeah.
Maybe not NFL Hall of Fame, because that is a little bit different, but still important.
Yeah. Very, very important. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I am all with, I'm with Dan Patrick, Pat McAfee. Brent Musburger belongs in the hall. If you want to call in, give us your thoughts. Love to have him. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. While we're waiting, Mr. Zommers, a favorite Super Bowl ad from last night at all?
I think a favorite one, let's see, that's kind of difficult because I can tell you my least favorite.
Sure.
I don't remember what it's for. It's like Temu or something.
Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous.
The same ad played like 4 or 5 times, and it's not even a good one. And it's for a service that's like, you know, Wish.com.
I never heard of it, but sure.
Good. Don't visit it if you're just hearing for it for the first time. Basically, they advertise really low prices on things, but they're knockoff versions. Like, right. I know somebody who bought a shirt from there for like $10. It's supposed to be $100, and it was like toddler-sized and made of basically garbage.
Well, I think if this
is the same thing.
This Temu thing that was being advertised, I think if I read it right, it's like a foreign, you know, entity which claims that you could buy expensive stuff for cheap prices.
But so, no, it is garbage, and also they harvest your data.
Right. So just don't do that.
Avoid it at all costs. And I thought that upset me.
I thought I listened a little bit to Matt Nair on the air this morning when she and Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach were talking. I agree. I thought the Dunkin' Donuts one with Matt that Damon and Ben Affleck and J-Lo was fantastic.
So was the Beyonce ad for, I think, Verizon or something.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good. I also thought that there was one underrated, I think. There was a tornado, and it was like the transfer portal and trying to take a can of Dr. Pepper out of a guy's hand. He goes, "I'm not giving up my Dr. Pepper."
That wasn't new, though.
Oh, really?
Yep, I've seen it before.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm always late to the party, but not late for hour number 3. We're going to talk about more Trump goofiness in hour 3 and what's going on in the courts. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Folks, I've had the best seat in the house. Thanks for sharing.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.